Let's go to Grant Morris, our historian, with Grant, a history of December in New Zealand.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you? Interesting topic.
Yeah, no, it's the history of a month, and it got me thinking, you know, coming into December, there's a real rhythm to the month, and I think we all acknowledge that in some way.
Agreed.
Yeah, and it's a rhythm that hasn't actually always been there, and it's one that has changed a lot since, we'll start the talk today, since 1840. So it's changed a lot over New Zealand's colonial and into the 20th century, 21st century history.
So where are we going to begin? I suppose at the moment we're in this most stressful part of December.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be focusing on social history today rather than kind of important dates or political events from December in New Zealand's history. But there's those first 3 weeks, which many of us associate today with high stress. High stress at work as businesses and organisations and, of course, the service industry try and finish things off, try and maximise their work for the year and for service industry maximise profit around this busy season. And also there's, you know, it's stressful at home often. Schools are finishing off and people are getting ready to go away and organising Christmas events. So we now begin to, I think, associate that first 3 months with a particularly stressful time. Now, if we go back, if we take ourselves back to the 19th century, the first thing we have to remember is that period in late December through to early January wasn't, for many people, time off. So while most would celebrate Christmas Day, it would be part of the working year, and many would work on Christmas Day. So people weren't necessarily gearing up for this time off. So therefore, the rest of the month didn't have necessarily all that activity crammed into the beginning of it.
Yeah, so it's changed and it continues to change, huh?
Yeah, and I think another important thing to remember, though perhaps not overstate, is the religious aspect of the month. Not just of Christmas Day, but of the month, because, of course, for Christians, Advent has now begun. So 1st of December, Advent begins, or that beginning of December period. And so Christians will be counting down the weeks until Christmas. And when there was more people going to church and more people observing this, that would create a rhythm and a structure of its own for December. But I think it must be said that is now very much a minority of people. So while there's a build-up to Christmas, it's more probably to do with commercial and domestic rather than religious reasons.
We should do a shout out to a previous talk you've given related to this topic
well. Yeah, yeah, way back actually. It's one of the first ones I gave about the history of office parties and how that became a thing very much in the middle of the 20th century. And workplaces, had a chance in what was a more restrictive age to just really have a social occasion, family occasion, and sometimes a raucous occasion. And that tradition's still there, but, you know, for various reasons, it's become perhaps a little bit more of a hassle, or perhaps, you know, for health and safety reasons, a little bit more of a risk to have that. So that's another changing one. And, of course, in more recent times, that commercialisation of December, so not just of Christmas and those few days before Christmas, but of the month. I was just in a store just coming up here to the studio, and yep, sure enough, they're blasting out the Christmas music full bore. And what are we? We're on, you know, the 5th of December.
Mm. I won't mention to you that this is Christmas Music Week here on the afternoons. Show, Grant.
Yeah, so, you know, that early, you know, and that was happening, you know, that was happening in late November as well. So in that sense, the rhythms of December are getting pushed back into November. Now, once we get into the, I suppose, the middle to the late part of December, things, of course, change in more recent times. So, I mean, if we go back and look at these celebrations, Christmas Day wasn't even a day off to begin with for many people in early New Zealand colonial history. So, obviously, religious aspect strong, more for denominations like the Anglican Church and the Catholic Church, because here's a really interesting thing, that the Scottish Presbyterian Church was a bit wary about celebrating Christmas and those specific holy days as opposed to, say, a weekly focus in celebrating the Sabbath. And so Christmas Day was more of a big thing for some denominations and not so much for others. And then that turns on its head when we look, if we go towards the end of December, because Hogmanay, that great celebration from Scotland for New Year's Eve, is, of course, strongly associated with the Scottish, you know, Presbyterian immigrants. So you had Anglicans and Catholics more focused on Christmas Day, and then you had Presbyterians more focused on New Year's Eve. And the interesting thing is that during the 20th century, all of the denominations basically bought into both of those celebrations. And so we get that special period from, you know, 25 December through to 31 December, you know, which is just the classic family holiday party time for those who are not working or you know, have other commitments.
So changes since the colonial period, huh?
Yeah, so I would argue that, you know, there's for me, looking back over that period since 1840, there's really three key phases. And Alison Clark, the historian, has written a great book on holiday seasons, which kind of deals with the second half of the December month. But we get that 19th century period where, you know, obviously we've got significant religious holidays, and for, say, Scottish Presbyterians, Hogmanay as well. But December, you know, especially since it's a farming, you know, primarily farming economy, farmers are very, very busy, as your last speaker will attest to, during this time. So this rhythm of December we're so used to wasn't so prevalent in the 19th century. Once we get to the 20th century, especially around the middle of the 20th century, where, you know, people are getting these longer holidays, we've gone through the period of getting statutory holidays as, you know, as a day off. I think it's a more perhaps homogenous experience for this period. And, you know, that's where we get the well-known rhythms of December. But I would argue that more recently, especially with more people working around this time and perhaps less of a focus on religious aspects of December, then things are changing again.
And maybe in the future, recognising the number of New Zealanders for whom Christmas means nothing, it may start to change again. Who knows? Grant Morris, thanks for putting it in perspective for us today.
Cool. Thanks, Jesse.
Nice to chat. Our regular historian, Grant Morris, who's at Victoria University of Wellington.